Open Line with Tammy Heidi.
Summer vacation is underway for kids all over Southern California, and that means increased cyber danger. KNX 1070 News Radio's Vicki Moore talked about it with an Orange County Sheriff's deputy known as the Cyber Safety Cop.
Their day is, you know, structured with school, and they come home, they do their homework, and then usually by that time, mom and dad show up. So in the summertime, when especially you have both parents working, you're going to have teenagers who are going to be left to their own devices, and no pun intended, they're going to be on their devices all summer, and so it just creates more opportunities, less supervision, and when you combine those things with teens online, you typically get a lot of problems. And when I come back to school in the beginning of the school year, I find a lot of issues that kind of built up over the summer.
What kind of issues?
Well, there's a lot of cyberbullying that goes on, and then both the kids who've been doing this back and forth, or a group of kids been doing this amongst each other, will end up at the school site the first day of school, and it kind of blows up because they're all there physically for the first time. I've had situations where female students or male students sending each other inappropriate nude images of each other over the summer, and sometimes that will all kind of come to, you know, a crescendo there when they get to school. So, I mean, it's just a combination of things, but it doesn't really rise to the surface, for me anyway, until the first day of school, and we have students come up to the office and say they have problems. But more now with the classes and the workshops that I'm teaching for parents. Parents are, I think, doing a better job than they were just even a year ago, and I am finding out more about this stuff during the summer because parents are calling me.
We're going to talk a little bit more about how parents can help protect their kids or monitor their kids coming up. We're talking with Orange County Sheriff's Deputy Clay Cranford, who is the Child Safety Deputy for the Department of Expertise in Cybersecurity. And you have said one thing that I think is really important, and that is that no child under 17 should use Snapchat, which is probably one of the most common ways that kids communicate these days.
Yeah. I taught a workshop at an elementary school. So I'm actually talking to fifth graders, so mostly 10-year-olds. And I usually begin my presentation, my workshop, asking them, you know, what kind of social media they have. And I was expecting them to say, well, you know, we have phones, we can text. But when I asked, you know, what social media you have, one of the top on the list was Snapchat. So even among 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds, Snapchat is super popular. And it is dangerous because one of the important things that parents need to be able to do is review and keep their kids accountable what kind of content they're either receiving or putting out there on social media. And Snapchat is created to delete images, videos, and text messages once the receiver gets it. So it makes it impossible for parents to keep their kids accountable. And therefore, when kids don't have boundaries, they tend to do things that they're not supposed to do. So it's a very popular app for teens to use for sexting, bullying, all sorts of stuff. It's but what teens don't understand is that this is the idea of privacy with this app is a complete illusion, because there are other apps that you can download to allow you to record Snapchat messages without the other person knowing.
Well, so and that's the thing, because kids will say, it disappears unless someone screenshots it, and then you get an alert that says it's been screenshot. But no, there's these third-party apps that you can record.
Yeah, I mean, if you ask students, like, why are you using Snapchat? They usually say, well, it's a quick and easy way to communicate with my friends. And the other thing is they say, well, you know, it reduces my chances of being cyberbullied, which kind of begs the question, why are you sending anything that might be used against you in a kind of cyberbullying situation? But if they're thinking that this is safe, it's safe to use or using it for covert communication so their parent can't see it, it's really setting them up to fail.
There is an article that I saw about the FBI recently looking for Congress to expand its powers to look into third-party apps, including Kik, which is one of the ones you mentioned as a danger to kids. So it's not just the information they're putting out, the kids, that is, it's some of the stuff that they're getting.
Right. So, you know, app developers are trying to create kind of exciting environments and experiences for kids on their apps. They want more people, becoming users of their applications. So they're doing things that in some cases are dangerous. So Kik, which up to recently was merely a free text messaging application, now allows you to download web applications that have the ability to look at pornography, to communicate with strangers who are promising to share pornography with you. So it's really concerning. Some of those on there look like they may be invitations for prostitution. So it's not safe anymore. In fact, Kik has changed their age rating from, it was originally 13, it's now 17 and older for that particular app.
Well, sure. And yeah. Facebook has a 13-year-old restriction, but kids get on, they lie about their age, their parents don't know, and they're on there.
Yeah, I mean, if parents would monitor the applications that their children are downloading, or would respect the minimum ages for these social media applications, a lot of problems would go away. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've had students get into all sorts of problems. Either they're the victim, or they're going after someone else. And they have received a, cell phone as a gift from their parent. Maybe it's a hand-me-down cell phone because their iPhone, perhaps, that their parent upgraded to the next generation. And they have no restrictions on these phones. So, you give a 10-year-old or 11-year-old an iPhone, they're going to figure out how to download, put Snapchat on there, and Kik, and all these other apps that their friends are using. And when I show their parents what's going on, they cannot believe it. It's a complete shock to them, but it seems like it should have been it should have been expected.
We're talking with Orange County Sheriff's Deputy Clay Cranford, the child safety deputy for the department, and fascinating quote that I've seen from you saying that by the age 17, 78% of kids have seen full-on porn online.
Yeah, if you do not filter web content, so if a child can get onto some kind of browser, whether it's on their computer or mobile device, and there's not a parent control on there to limit the content, the type of content that they see, they have access to free, full pornography online. And the stuff that's available is very disturbing. It's very violent. There's, you have kind of your standard, I guess what you'd call pornography, and then you have some really fringe fetish stuff that is, for a young person to see, I think it would be very, very damaging. But I'm just afraid what our young men are being exposed to at these, kind of informative teen years, and they are, forming their opinions about women and how you should treat women in relationships, and the things that they're seeing on there are destructive in so many ways, and it's parents have to be proactive. You got to opt in to parental controls. They're not just automatically on there, unfortunately.
I think that there's so much to stay on top of as a parent these days, so much, and everybody is so busy and so tired, and you just want things to work out, and you want to give your kid a phone and have it all work out. But it sounds like what you're saying is parents need to say, no, you can't be on Snapchat. No, you can't be on Burn Notice. No, I'm deleting Kik from your phone, and really get in there on a regular basis and make those unlikable decisions for their kids.
Yeah, you're not going to be the hero in your house when you tell them they can't have the applications that their other friends are using at school. But not just saying no, but giving them a reason why. And it's time consuming. When I have parents come to my workshop after they've worked all day and they're in there for 2 hours and they're trying to learn some tools and some resources to keep their kids safe, I just, the first thing I say is I congratulate and commend you all for being here for your kids. It's not easy. And so what I'm trying to do is present it in a way that they can absorb that information. I give them the most important stuff that they can do right now.